Rarely seen rain like it. Torrential. Vertical. Great globules. Heard them pass my window at high velocity. Shattering. Dispersing in the road. In its aftermath, a lull. Silence. The stillness after violence. The air fills with the noise of water. Accentuated by the high fells, it carries the torn leaves with the dust and grime of the last days of summer through the culverts and gullies to the barred jaws of the iron drains. The meadow opposite is sodden and pale, except for a small patch, richer, more verdant, where last year's stillborn lamb had rotted in the corner of the field. And I find myself going back to the tree-lined road to Hellyfield. The saplings have taken well along the ridges and slopes of the high embankments, the bulldozed bullocks that once concealed the foot and mouth depot from the road. Hellyfield, burial ground of the slaughtered Danes, appropriated by the ministry for its dispatch units. Blood and bone, bone and ash. It always comes down to this. From within my window, the sky turns pallid as a grey drizzle enters the vale. Its greyness permeates the landscape, and everything of beauty is made dull by it. We were redirected through a neighbouring town the night they set his cows on fire, but they couldn't redirect the smoke. Iron grey, sweet, nauseous, it drifted far into the evening. I saw him later that night on the telly, slumped on the fence like a beaten fighter. He'd been that way since the final pop of the bolt gun. Blood and bone, bone and ash. The squall returns, gusting though with less intensity. Pellets of rain bounce off the window. Raindrops falling from the overflowing gutter splatter on the sill. It continued throughout the summer. Each day the bright red trucks, the carcass bearers, would leave Hellyfield for the farms, the pits, pyres, returning each evening to slough out and disinfect. The land, ungrazed, turned to wilderness. The visitors didn't come. The vacancy signs stayed up. The screw tightened. The sky outside begins to brighten, from mercury to silver, then pale, translucent blue. Delicate, fragile, reassuring. Sheep resemble cotton grass on the high fells. Cattle lounge in the low pasture. Everything is so much clearer now. There's a disused airfield to the north of here, where the grass grows rich and verdant. Beneath its surface, the matted hair and skeletal remains of 500,000 sheep and cattle. In each skull, an identical hole, fingers width. Blood and bone, bone and